Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back everyone to another episode of Cuatro Cuatro Dos. Once again, this is your boy Christian, and today we have a short episode, I want to say, hopefully. I always say the same thing, but actually I'm driving. I know probably is not the wisest thing to do, to record an episode while you're driving, but I just came to the store real quick, so I thought it would be a good time to go ahead and knock this one out. Just because we have a game on Wednesday against Austin, our first matchup against our, I guess you can say our new derby, even though we already, you know, have a derby with Frisco, but it's like a new, you know, try derby, I guess, with, you know, Austin and Frisco, whatever. But yeah, since we have that game going on or coming, you know, really, really quick, I wanted to drop something before that, and then, you know, maybe drop another one well, next week, next Tuesday. But then, you know, that will be this match against Austin will be included in that, and then the match that we have on Saturday would also be included in the next episode, right? So a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. There's not a lot. I want to talk about RSL, the game against RSL, another 0-0, another tie for the Houston Dynamo. And then another, a couple of players that have coming in, well, that were signed by the Houston Dynamo. And then there's another one that's still kind of like, you know, in between, that has been rumored, and probably maybe there's still, you know, there's still time on the transfer window to get them signed. So we'll see what happens there. And then what was I going to talk about? Well, you know, the Gold Cup. But before we do all that, I just want to send everybody to social medias. So, you know, obviously you can go check out Cuatro Dos on Twitter and Cuatro Cuatro Dos on Instagram. You can go and, you know, check out what we do over there. And, you know, all the stuff that we post, you know, pictures, videos, da da da, and all that. And then also you can go and check out the YouTube channel, where actually I have been doing a couple videos about the Gold Cup. So I've been going to these Gold Cup matches. I was able to go to the Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium, for the semifinals. And then also I was able to go to the semifinal here in Houston, Texas, at the NRG Stadium, where Mexico played Canada. So the videos are actually up on YouTube right now as you hear and as I speak. They're pretty short. They're like 10 minutes and like 6 minutes or so. And the reason for that is because there's, you know, CONCACAF was very like anal when it came to recording. So, you know, they didn't let everybody, or they didn't let anybody record anything in the stadium, in or around the stadium. So everything basically that I got to record was kind of, you know, hidden in a way, or just kind of showing my little piece of where I was working, you know. Also going with that is actually a thing that I started doing, which is called Raw Notes, you know, by Christian. And it's basically me writing down, you know, every time I go to these games, I write down some notes, or, you know, I just write stuff, you know, just to kind of keep myself not only entertained, but like keep myself focused on the game. Because if I don't have anything in front of me and I'm just watching the game, I tend to like drift away and start looking at the stands, and I just kind of get, you know, carried away by people watching and stuff like that. So by actually writing notes, you know, I'm able to focus on the game, and I'm able to, you know, look at more technical things, and, you know, just pay attention to the game itself, you know. Just because, you know, if you go to a stadium, like, for example, NRG, 70,000 people in there, you know, you kind of tend to drift away, start looking at other stuff. You know, I get fascinated. Well, not fascinated, but, you know, I like to, you know, look at what the camera guys are doing, you know, how the TV people are working. And it's just like all the factors that comes into putting on a show, like a television show, basically, as a game, as a soccer game as well. So, and then, you know, I watch the coaches and the guys warming up. So, like, I go everywhere. Basically, when I'm at the stadium, you know, I try to look for like cool stuff, whatever is going on, right? So basically, what I did is I wrote down a bunch of stuff, and as of right now, I only have it available for my patrons. And if you want to go, you know, read that or look at that, you know, the minimum is only like $3. So, you know, if you can, you know, go help out over there, you know, it's all for the costs, for, you know, kind of building funds to kind of get better equipment and stuff like that. So as of right now, it's just available for my patrons. But, you know, eventually here in a little bit, I want to make it available for everybody to read. So, you know, I'm trying to see if I can work a way out and find an easy way for everybody to maybe go and read. And a lot of it is like stupid jokes or, you know, just like little observations that I probably made. Like, for example, at the NRG game, you know, the Mexico-Canada game. There was almost a fight that went on the stands, and it's funny because one of the guys was dressed up as an Aztec warrior. So it was just, you know, funny and ironic that, you know, the guy dressed up as a warrior was the one that is about to get into a fight. So, you know, just little things like that I kind of, you know, caught my eye during the game. And, you know, I was like, well, shit, this is interesting, you know, I'll write it down. You know, it's something that people are not, obviously, you're not looking at, or you can't see when you're watching the game, but it's interesting to know that that's happening in the stands as the game is going on. So, you know, basically that, and then, and yeah, man, since we're already in the Gold Cup, you know, shout out to the United States. They are the new Gold Cup champions, beating Mexico 1-0. I think, well, if you didn't watch, it was a pretty... It was an interesting game, back and forth. Both teams had a lot of chances, and at the end of the, you know, at the end, the U.S. was able to put one away. You know, they had so many chances, and the goalkeeper for, I think it's Talavera for Mexico, had a terrific game, literally getting balls out at everywhere. But, you know, at the end of the day, the U.S. was able to put one in the back of the net, and that's all it took, you know. So, you know, it leaves a lot of questions for Mexico and their coaching staff and stuff like that, because they kind of were using their A team, you know, there's a lot of controversy on that, because the U.S. kind of went in with their B team, you know, quote unquote. But, you know, I'll leave that to my boy Rudy and his brother Rodrigo at Crossing Soccer Borders. You know, they're probably going to talk a little bit more in depth about that, and probably they might cry, I don't know, because they're Mexicans, and they lost two cups to the U.S. in like a month and a half. But, you know, hey, it's all good, man. It's all good, Rudy. Cheer up. You have the Dynamo, right? Which actually, you know, going into the Dynamo, they played last Saturday against RSL. Actually, you know, since I'm staying with my parents now, you know, me and my parents and my wife, basically my whole family, we were watching the game. So I'm kind of getting them into the Dynamo a little bit, you know, now that I'm here, and, you know, I kind of push those games on them in a way. You know, they're soccer lovers, so, you know, they'll watch anything. But, you know, since I'm, you know, a Dynamo fan, you know, I watch the Dynamo games. But it was a 0-0 tie. I think the Dynamo played a lot better than RSL. We had the most, you know, the best chances, I would say. I mean, RSL also had some good chances, but Marco Maric had a terrific game. It had like at least 3 saves that I can think of that could have possibly went in for RSL and made it a lot harder for the Houston Dynamo to come back. But I think, you know, it was weird in a way, because we went in with like some players that, you know, for example, Ruti was out, you know, Darwin Quintero was out. Lassiter, you know, a possible starter was out. Fafa was out, you know. So, like, a bunch of players that usually would have started, you know, they ended up in either in the bench, which actually they were not, but they were not even in the bench. They just completely sat out. And it actually, you know, after the press conference that happened today on Monday, getting ready for Austin on Wednesday. Actually, I was going to say Sergio Ramos, but it's actually Ted Ramos, mentioned that Maxi is still out, Lassiter is still out, and Seren are still, not Seren, Quinteros are still out. So that actually gives a lot of room for Corey Baird and Griffin Dorsey to, you know, to keep playing. You know, Dorsey has been starting for the last couple of games.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He's been doing an okay job. You know, he's not like extremely like a difference maker in a way. Like he's not, you know, doing something extraordinary or, you know, something that you're like, whoa, you know, Dorsey over here is making, you know, great strides. But, you know, he has a couple of good plays, a couple of good options. And, you know, I think as he gets, you know, situated better with the teammates and with the team itself, you know, hopefully we get to see a lot more of him. I mean, he was a Generation Adidas player, so obviously the quality is there. We just kind of have to, like, push it out, you know. I was going to suck it out of him, but that's kind of weird. But we'll leave that to the Houston Dynapod. But to Finister, shout out to him if he's listening. But, you know, Dorsey, you know, basically we just have to get it out of him, you know, and just see what he has. I mean, Tab Ramos has a lot of trust in him. So, you know, as of right now, I'm still trusting Ramos. I think he has a better idea of what we're doing in the field. I like him better than any coaches that I have seen in my era as a Houston Dynamo fan. You know, I've only been a Houston Dynamo fan for a few years, not going back to 2006, obviously. I know of Kinner? Damn, I can't even pronounce his name. Dom. But, you know, and obviously the two championships and everything, you know, obviously setting up the Dynamo to the franchise that maybe, you know, it is today that we kind of hang on to. But I think, you know, out of the last few managers that we had, I think Ted Ramos kind of stands out a little bit more. And then Corey Baird, like, he came out, like, almost as a fresher breath of fresh air in a way. Because, I mean, honestly, he wasn't on my radar. But he was actually on the radar of Ty Ramos. Ty Ramos talked about how when he saw LAFC basically not playing him anymore and you know, they were getting other players to maybe fill that position, you know, he thought about Corey. And he thought about maybe, you know, doing, you know, working out a deal and bringing him in. And, you know, eventually he did. And literally, you know, shout out to Corey because he literally came in the day of the game at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then that same night he was already playing. So, you know, he's a trooper and he did a heck of a job with Tyler Pasher, you know, coming back from his Canadian trip, basically, you know, in the Gold Cup. they you know, they glued very well. They meshed up very well and they had some really good plays. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun to see when the full team is back, because not only it creates a lot of competition between the guys, but, you know, maybe you can create a lot of different options between, you know, Corey Baird, Dorsey, Pasher, Urruti, Fafa, you know, Lassiter. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, Tab Ramos figures out who's going to play up top. But yeah, man, other than that, you know, there was rumors of a Panamanian player. Right now I'm slipping my mind, but you know, he's still kind of there. Maybe he'll get signed, maybe not. You know, the window's open till Friday, August the 5th is the last day, and you know, that's gonna be that. You know, and we'll see what he brings, if he comes in and what he brings. You know, it's a player that's been playing in the second division of Spain. And, you know, to certain things that I've read, you know, the Real Madrid has been looking at him. So obviously, if Real Madrid has even the slightest interest in a player, it's because, you know, he has some type of potential. So, you know, a potential, you know, Real Madrid candidate, you know, playing in the Houston Dynamo even for 6 months, you know, it can only help the team and not deteriorate. Obviously, the results are not the greatest. You know, another tie, another 3 points left on board, two, I guess, left on the table as a, you know, at being at home. That is not the best way to, you know, try to get a playoff spot. But I think, I mean, I guess it beats, I don't know. I guess you can look at the glass half full and say we're not losing. You know, we only lost 4 games out of 16 that we have played. But, you know, also we haven't won too many, you know. So it's like, you know, if we can look at it both ways, you know. So, you know, should we start hitting the panic button now? Should we wait a little bit more? You know, like, when do we hit the panic button if we do hit it, you know? Those are, like, the questions that basically every Dynamo fan has been asking themselves lately. Because, like, you know, we're tired of tying. Like, you know, it's been, like, 9 games and you're like, you know, when are we going to win? When is it going to be something different? I don't think anybody's expecting to lose, but, you know, they want something different. I mean, in the other aspect, I mean, you can kind of see that the defense is getting better, because the only one goal has been scored in the last 3 games, and it was a known goal. It was like an accident. So I guess you can say the defense has been doing good, but also, you know, in the offensive side, you know, obviously nothing has been scored, because, you know, we've been 1-1, 0-0, 0-0. So obviously there hasn't been much produced in the front as well. So, I mean, it has been produced, but it doesn't count as production if you don't score, you know? Like, you can have 40,000 shots on goal, but if you don't put one of those in the back of the net, did you have a good day? I don't know, you know? Ty Ramos is a very optimistic guy, and he's like, you know, we're working hard, and you know, we're progress, you know, it's progress, you know? Anything good is progress, and I believe him, and I'm with him. But at the end of the day, you know, goals are the ones that count. Nobody cares about possession. Nobody cares about shots on goal. Nobody cares about clean sheets. Nobody cares about anything else unless you put more goals on the net than your opponent, right? But you know, Dynamo fans can be harsh. And, you know, I see some of you out there. Some of you, let's be honest, some of you guys are freaking assholes. But, you know, it's completely understandable. And some of you guys are a little bit more understandable. You know, you guys try to be a little bit more positive. But, and then to be 100% frank, some of you have no idea what the fuck y'all talking about. But, you know, I'm not going to, like, say names or anything. But some people are just stupid. And those are the people that kind of make me mad. The people that have no idea what they're talking about. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, I guess all Dynamo fans are fans. And never, you know. It's like that saying, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, you know. But it is what it is, right? And then this is my opinion. And you think you could think my opinion is bad too. So, you know, opinions are opinions. And it is what it is. So, next match, Austin. At Austin, you know, is a two and a half hour trip. So, you know, if you have a few thousand dollars in your bank account, you can probably buy a ticket. Because, goddamn, those tickets are expensive. Austin, I don't know what you're doing over there. I started to watch that documentary on Copa 90 about Precourt. Man, that guy seems like a dick, you know, but I don't know him, so I'm not going to judge him. But a lot of people in Austin have been judging him, and he seems to be an asshole, charging like $14 for a beer. You know, I'm not much of a beer drinker, but goddamn, $14? Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, you can buy a whole 12-pack, I think, for $14, you know? But yeah, man, Austin. So I have already applied for my, hopefully my media pass to go to the game. Cause honestly, I did not have $80. I wanted to go as a fan. And then when I hit up the Surge to buy, like, you know, an away ticket to kind of be with them and hang out with the crew, you know, with El Batallón, with the supporters basically, right? And they were sold out. They were either sold out or there was no tickets. I've been trying to find tickets in that area. And the closest one I can get was like 3-4 areas away. And, you know, I'm not going to go and like sit away, you know, from I wanted to, you know, if I was going to go, I wanted to get the full experience to be with the, you know, with everybody dressed up in orange, basically, you know, orange and black. But I'm not going to get that, you know. But, you know, hopefully I'll do the next best thing. And, you know, maybe sit in a media booth and represent the Orange in that sense. And, you know, I'll get a good thing of run notes, you know, that will probably go on the Patreon, and hopefully, you know, we'll make it available to everyone else. Actually, if you want it, I don't know if I'm going to the game yet. I still have to get approved. But if I do get approved, I'll put it out there. And if you want the run notes, you know, like I said, first they're going to go to my patrons, and, you know, shout out to all my patrons. And then if you really want it, you know, you can DM me, or you can send me an email and I'll send it to you. So we can do that, you know. So, and then, you know, so I don't spam everyone. But, you know, then eventually we'll make it, you know, available for everybody. But other than that, my prediction, I'm hoping to get 3 points out of Austin, because Austin is playing like shit. So I'm hoping that we go over there and we do something different and we score and we get a few goals and, you know, shut them up. I don't hate Austin, but, you know, it's one of those things that you kind of have to hate them just because, you know, because they're rivals. But, you know, I'm expecting a victory. And yeah, man, so I'm gonna cut it over here. I thought I was gonna do 10 minutes. I ended up doing almost 20. So thank you guys for listening. Another episode of Cuatro Cuadrados. Thank you guys. I really appreciate all the love, all the support. Don't forget to go watch the YouTube videos. You know, like, comment, share, subscribe. I'm trying to get to 75 subscribers on YouTube. I'm at 51. So if if it doesn't bother you too much, go ahead and click subscribe, and that'll be awesome. But other than that, thank you guys. Don't forget to check out Dynamo Theory for, you know, all the coverage, Houston Dynamo related, you know, Dash related, and everything in between. The guys over there do a great job over there, you know, with their writing skills. You know, I wish I had them. But other than that, you know, don't forget Crossing Soccer Borders. Don't forget about Houston Dynamo. Don't forget about the PO. Don't forget about all the other guys that are doing great Dynamo content. Don't forget about, you know, Down on the Valley with my boy Edson. They're doing great stuff over there. And yeah, man. See you guys on the next episode next week on Cuatro Cuadrados. Y'all have a good one.